Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting second, the shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting third, the third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting seventh, the DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jeff Heron. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Doyle Alexander. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Alan Wickens. Batting second, the right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth, the DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh, the left fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth, the catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Fernandez reaches third base with a triple. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix strikes out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wickens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Alexander. Wickens moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jeff Heron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heron strikes out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to home to get Garcia. Mosby moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullinix is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wiggins for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw is called out on strikes. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jeff Heeran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heeran is 0 for 1 in the game. Heeran hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Garcia out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix hits a line drive towards third. Rayford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Murray reaches second base with a double. Lacy moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis fires to first and picks off Barfield. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heron is 0-for-2 in the game. Heron hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiggins. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mosby. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Wiggins applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullinix for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Eichhorn now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field. Mosby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mosby. Wiggins moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eichhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Wiggins moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wiggins tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eichhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Blue Jays, 1, Orioles, 1. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Don Ausch now pitching. Kelly Gruber pinch runs for Cliff Johnson. Rick Leach pinch hits for Jeff Heron. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gruber moves to second. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Gruber moves to third. Leach moves to second. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mosby hits a fly ball into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Upshaw. Jackie Gutierrez pinch runs for Larry Sheets. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 3 in the game. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rayford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Orioles 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 4 in the game. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullinix for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 4 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Rich Bordy now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Barfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Barfield reaches second base with a double. Fernandez scores. Upshaw moves to third. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Kelly Gruber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gruber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Garth Eorg now playing third base. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.